Hi, this is Tripp Atkinson, and thank you for joining us as we continue our conversation on For the Love. A couple of weeks ago on Valentine's Day evening, I made the mistake of going to Walmart. Now, I could not believe the number of guys that actually waited to the last minute to pick out their special someone flowers or candy or a card. So I'm in Walmart and I pick out some flowers for Courtney, and I'm walking by the card section, and I had to watch for a minute in amusement at the guys feverishly tearing through the cards looking for just the perfect declaration of love. Now, no doubt Hallmark has some really good cards, but I think the greatest declaration of love ever was by Jesus in Mark 10:45, when he said, "For even the Son of Man," talking about himself, "came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, the context of this statement was two of his disciples were arguing over who would be greatest, who would have a place of honor in the kingdom. And Jesus kind of sets them straight and says, hold on, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to change your attitude here, because it's not about that. And in fact, this whole idea of loving by serving is what marked Jesus's life. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." John 15:13, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." I'm reminded of the story in John 13 at the Last Supper, when Jesus gets up and amazes everyone by grabbing a towel and putting it around his waist. And then he began to wash the feet of his disciples. And in verse 14 and 15, he says, "And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. For I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you." There's no doubt that Jesus showed that if you want to be great, you have to love others by serving them. I want to challenge you to demonstrate love today by doing three things. Number one, do something. Do something. So often we wait on the perfect opportunity to serve, and we just never do. Or we see a need and we think, that need is so big, can I really even make a difference? If you see a need today, would you just simply do something to meet that need? Something to demonstrate that love? I think a great motto to live by is, do what you can, where you are, with what you have, and watch what God does through that. So do something. And then number two, serve someone in a way in which you will get no credit today. Sometimes I think we make serving about us. See, Jesus demonstrated so many times that he wasn't looking for recognition when he loved people and when he served. In fact, with so many he served, he told them, "Don't go and tell anyone." A lot of times we don't operate that day. A lot of times I wonder, does it even count if we don't take a selfie of it, if we don't post it on Instagram or Facebook? The answer is yes. Yes, it does. And this is a great heart check. Are we able to serve people without getting any credit? So do something, serve someone in a way that you get no credit today. And then number three, serve sacrificially. Have you ever served someone in a way that it hurt? Where you truly had to sacrifice something? Have you ever given your best away? I remember a couple years ago, we had some people that we knew, their house burned down, and someone organized a collection of clothes for them. And I said, sure, I'll be happy to give. I love those people. Well, I got really convicted when I saw in the closet all the clothes that I had pulled out for them were the clothes that I didn't even really care about anymore, that I wanted to get rid of anyways, and I felt convicted. You know what? Jesus gave his very best. And as a follower of him, I should be given my best. I should be serving sacrificially. See, I can tell my wife, Courtney, I love her all day long, but if I'm not serving her, those are just words. You and I are never more like Jesus than when we serve. Be encouraged today and go demonstrate his love as you serve well. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you being with us again tomorrow on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.